This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Over the past few months, we've brought you stories of babies and child rearing for our series Beginnings. Well, today, an ending. We conclude our series with two stories about early childhood education told by two reporters with a vested interest in the subject. Nazanin Rafsanjani and her husband, Planet Money's Alex Bloomberg, are parents of 13-month-old Calvin. In a moment, Nazanin explores a topic that many big city parents obsess about, how to get your toddler to ace the interview for preschool. But first, here's Alex Bloomberg on why preschool matters.
Let's start with a mystery. A mystery James Heckman, a Nobel Prize-winning economist, discovered when he studied job training programs targeted at low-skill, low-education young workers. Heckman compared a group of these workers that had gone through a training program with a group that hadn't.
I mean, for boys, they would have been better off if they hadn't gone into the program. And for many other groups, the effects were basically zero.
So these programs were supposed to train you in a new skill that would enable you to get a better job. And when you looked at them, they didn't do that. And in some cases, they actually made it worse off.
They harmed people, correct.
It wasn't that these programs weren't teaching the right subject matter. It was that the students didn't learn it. Students in these programs, Heckman discovered, lacked a whole set of skills, skills which actually enable you to learn new things. Heckman calls these soft skills. You might not think of them as skills at all. Can you pay attention and focus? Are you curious and open to new experience? Can you control your temper, not get frustrated? And Heckman discovered these soft skills, which are so important in getting a job, you don't get them in high school, not in middle school, not even in elementary school. You get them here.
I love trains. That's why I'm going to make a train.
You're going to make a train?
Yeah.
This is Julian Thompson Harris. He's 3, and he's a student at the Co-op Preschool in Brooklyn. And Julian is right now at the age where a lot of the skills you need to find a job get formed. Preschool, James Heckman found, might be one of the most effective job training programs out there. One piece of evidence he looked at, a study called the Perry Preschool Project.
In the early 60s, some very visionary individuals conducted a social experiment.
The experiment took place in a poor section of Ypsilanti, Michigan. Researchers took a bunch of kids there, 3 and 4 years old. Over half of them were from families on welfare, and randomly assigned them to one of two groups. Half the kids just lived their regular lives. Half the kids went to preschool. Just a little bit, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. Then both groups went right back into the same regular Ypsilanti public school system, grew up side by side into adulthood. But when researchers followed up with the kids as adults, they found huge differences. For example, at age 27, the boys in what Heckman calls the control group, the ones who didn't go to preschool, got arrested a lot, more than 2 times each. But in the preschool group, what Heckman calls the treatment group?
In the treatment group, that was cut in half.
Wow.
You look at monthly earnings on the job, the control group is earning about 2/3 of what the treatment group is earning.
So these kids, who over 20 years ago got 2 hours a day of preschool, decades later, they were half as likely to be arrested, earned 50% more in salary. And that wasn't all. Girls who got preschool, when they got to age 27, were 50% more likely to have a savings account, 20% more likely to have a car. Preschool kids got sick less often, were unemployed less often, went to jail less often. Lots of other studies have had similar findings. Which raises a question. What is going on in preschool? I asked an expert. You come here every day?
Yeah.
And when you come here, what do you do?
I don't know. I just don't know.
This is Ella Cameron, a 3-year-old at the co-op school in Brooklyn. She's not from a disadvantaged family. Her parents are paying to send her here. But she's doing a lot of the same things the Perry preschool kids did back in the 60s. Ella's teacher, Eliza Cutler, was better able to explain what exactly that is.
They play in the morning. And then we'll sit down and have like a morning meeting, just having general conversation about what we might do during the day. And we play outside. Then they take a little nap.
There's painting, building with blocks. If you didn't know where to look, you wouldn't see all the job skills being formed.
I'm using that one. Can you look at this? Not even can have just one.
Right there, those kids, they're working through a crucial lesson. How to resolve conflict, how to share, how to negotiate, how to talk and not fight. Skills they need to make it through a day of preschool now. Skills they need to make it through a day of work when they're 30. If they learn these skills now, they'll have them for the rest of their lives. But research shows if they don't form these skills now, it becomes harder and harder the older they get. By the time they're in a job training program in their 20s, it's often too late. Heckman is an economist, and he thinks of all this in cost-benefit analysis terms. And to him, the message is clear. If you want 21-year-olds to have jobs, the best time to give them training is in the years right after they're born. For NPR News, I'm Alex Blumberg.